happiest countries are the ones where there's the greatest democracy.
Why go, if we can reduce it to 16, I think we could reduce it to 13. It would be part of your educational experience. You would go and vote, you would have those debates, you would have those discussions, you would learn to think about how do you disagree agreeably or whatever that idea is.
So a citizens' assembly can be an excellent place to discuss stuff. You know, you can have people come, they can bring conspiracy theories and they can get discussed and looked at and evaluated.
A supportive society with shared values and shared objectives and the willingness to help others when help is called for.
We need more wealth distribution. We need more equality, because equality, I think, gives people that sense that what they have to do, have to say, counts.
I think it's almost the biggest challenge for humanity at this time is to find better ways to make decisions. More experimentation would be a good thing.
Prosperity is about health, not about wealth.
We need less individualism, more sharing, and more moving away from just us in our cars and our homes and our, you know, second homes and our all that nonsense. We need to share.
That optimism, so beyond hope, but the belief that we can make things better through our own efforts, is the currency that we should be building up our reserves in to allow us to get over what I think at the moment feels like a real wall to scale.
Time to dream. What is life if full of care, we have no time to stand and stare?
Everybody having agency and sharing that sense of their own importance and power in a beautiful, expanded feminist way.
The problems look so large that they feel like they're outside of our ability to tackle. I have a fundamental belief that that is not the case, because we have confronted and dealt with crises and issues and problems of similar scales in the past. And as far as I can see from my perspective, that's come from enough people deciding that they can do something about it.
Your kind of right to identity and right to self-expression is protected within democracy.
Everybody has a say in a real way, and you can see the difference that's made.
I guess people's assemblies and things that kind of work on a localized level to sort of bring people together to, yeah. To platform the voices of those at the bottom and for those to feed into decisions first on a really local level and then getting bigger from there.
Increasingly, I think we should think of democracy as a verb rather than a noun. It has to be a doing thing. It has to be a muscle that we exercise daily, because I don't remember in my lifetime a time that it has been more under threat, more chipped away at, more sliding away from us.
It is for the people to realize that they have power and build it and start shaping things in a direction that they want to see. The key thing for me is kind of use it or lose it, maybe like an aging person's limb.
The kind of belief that you can exist safely, so that your existence is protected and your existence is safe.
Really, it would be good to see how we can work towards what I consider little democracies to be able to understand bigger democracies. And that's why I think it's really important that we have education, if you like, as the sort of foundation of it.
I think so long as we start from the right place of connecting, collaborating, listening, if we get those things right and we get those things right collectively, then wherever it takes us is the right place.
They need to realise how important that disabled and able-bodied people can get out and about and vote for their own rights.
Those people who think we're idealists, well, idealists think ideas change the world. I think real action changes the world, and I think we have the power to build it. I have faith in ordinary people to do that. And I can't wait to watch it happen.
Understand that there is a way of thinking about how we live together such that it's a deeply satisfying experience for many, many, many more people than the system that we have now.
Get us all thinking about the ways that we all want to kind of function in a society, in our little communities. And is that rules? Is that morality? Is that, you know, just simply through discussion and negotiation? Is that through suggestions, ideas, boundaries, structures? These days, I think it's all up for grabs.
An economics of sufficiency is the only way that you can create a democracy and that it can survive.
Let's get some conversations going that are not just geared around the family groups as well, because actually a lot of people sit within those wider demographics. So that's my idea, I think, for democracy. That's what I long for, is to have childlessness and child-free as protected characteristics.
Work with the community, have, you know, all the authorities, if they just work with the community a lot more, that would be fantastic.
We have, you know, small bits of land in Cambridge that are common land and people use them, and this is great. And what if actually most of the land in Cambridge was commons?
It would be genuinely democratic, where capital has no say and people have all the say.
Having a say in your surroundings, your environment, your workplace, and taking part in having that say and being confident that you will be listened to, and it's worth taking part.
You, as an LGBTQ plus person, have a right to exist in society at all levels, which I think is really, really important in a democracy, that people understand that they get to exist at all levels and that they're not barred from any aspects of life. And that includes living safely and happily in a home.
A recognition that really how hard it was for working people and for women to get the vote in the first place, how hard it was to get to where we are, and how we've really got to preserve what we've got and not let it be taken away from us.
Kind of there's a sort of dream of kind of a, I don't know, a big round table, I suppose, where
where people are coming to resolutions over the things that concern them.
Getting more organised and talking to one another more.
Do small things with great love.
We need to have a political system that means that all sorts of different people, different ethnicities, different personalities, lower income people are at the table.
Far more regular consultation of the electorate on matters of moment. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'd be very happy to experiment with that. I guess it would mean proportional representation. It would mean much more realistic representation of the variety of things that were out there.
Getting more organised and talking to one another more in our communities shows us ways of doing decisions that aren't as top down.
How early do you start with democracy, and how do you start? You know, I'd love to see it being much more creative.
An ideal of equality. It's an ideal of engagement and equal engagement.
Different voices for each of the different parts of our very diverse community.
It's kind of use it or lose it, and use it well, really.
You know, we can only have democracy if we actively discuss coming towards our sense of what that best place is.
A democratic system in which people participate freely is also very joyful, and it's beautiful.